If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Pony Stampede podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Embody. Appreciate you guys being here as we get back at it on the Pony Stampede podcast. It was a quiet week on the recruiting front for SMU football after a busy week with commitments last week, which of course was highlighted by four-star defensive back Chase Biddle. But we're going to turn our attention back to the current group of Mustangs and one that is a new addition as of late with Isaac Slade Matutui coming over from Oregon, reuniting with SMU defensive coordinator Jim Leavitt, who recruited him and coached him at Oregon. He ends up making his decision to finish his college career at SMU, immediately eligible with up to 2 years of eligibility remaining. And this was a huge pickup for the Mustangs. And so we wanted to kind of take a minute and break this down for you guys, because this is that key piece, I think, for the defense to really take a step forward in 2021 as Jim Leavitt, you know, brings his 3-4 defense to SMU, building off of the 3-4 that Kevin Kane installed. And he needed somebody that was a big-time playmaker at linebacker. And when you look at Slade, just to keep it easy on the name there, he was one of the best at breaking up passes over the last couple of years. He was a starter in Leavitt's defense, so he knows it, and he's the only returning linebacker, or was the only returning linebacker in 2020 that had at least 60 tackles and double-figure pass breakups in 2019. Only played in a shortened season for Oregon, but this was a big pickup, one that came together pretty quickly once he entered the NCAA transfer portal. And as you look to what's next for Slade, he'll arrive at SMU right around the end of fall camp, potentially right at the start of the season, because he does have to finish classes at Oregon, but he already knows the defense. You know, he has that relationship with Jim Leavitt, and this is why I think he's poised to really step in and earn a starting job in the middle somewhere right away. And that's something that Jim Leavitt needed, because when you look at this linebacker room, it's got a bunch of really nice pieces, but they need guys that can really make a difference, and that's what Slade does here. You know, Delano Robinson is a returning captain, will certainly be a starter in my mind in 2021, whether it be at the other inside spot, whether they play him some at outside linebacker, or wherever they find a spot for him on the field, Delano Robinson will be on there. And then you look at the outside linebacker spots, and we broke them down, you know, on the Defensive Depth Chart podcast if you missed that. But now that allows them to, you know, keep certain guys maybe outside, you know, like a Trevor Denbo, like a Kiki Burns, which makes sense. And then at the pass rushing spot, you know, you have Turner Cox, you have Nelson Paul, you have players like that. And then Jimmy Phillips can continue to develop as well in the middle. And you have Shane Haley returning. And the wild card is Richard Moore coming back for yet another season. And they're hoping certainly that he's healthy and back to his best form. But Slade gives you somebody that steps in right away as a starter, in my mind, can be somebody that the players lean on a little bit as somebody who's played in Leavitt's defense. What does he expect? What does he want out of his players? And I just got off the phone with Stefan McClure for our interview to kind of preview the corners. And one thing that they really pressed in the spring, and if you're out there for any point of the spring, was hustling, ball hawking, forcing turnovers, making plays in that respect on the defense, getting that effort, and having somebody that's been there before, having somebody that's played with Jim Leavitt before will make a big difference in that regard. And so, you know, I don't know where this SMU defense is going to end up. It's a tough league to play in defensively, without a doubt. So you're looking for the ability to force turnovers, the ability to stop explosive plays, make them earn every yard. And I just think that Slade is such a key piece to making that potentially a reality. And when we look back on the season and the additions or the improvements or the changes that Jim Leavitt made coming in, the addition of Slade is probably going to be right up at the top as far as the biggest goes on defense. I would think somebody like Jahari Rogers as an addition, or the improvement of a Brandon Crosley, or up front, you know, Elijah Chapman, Will Jones, you know, those guys coming into their own and being big-time playmakers on the defensive line. Junior Aho, Devere Levelston. But when you have him in the middle of that defense, in that second level, it just changes, I think, the expectations for this group. And not only will they be changed, you know, maybe by fans of SMU, but for the program just overall. And Slade can help communicate those expectations that the staff has, because as you change over to a new defense with new coaches in Jim Levitt and Stefan McClure, who got elevated, and Shadira Ozadoribe, who came in, you know, there's going to be, I think, some natural changes in what they expect. But with the staff being on the same page, with Slade being able to kind of push what they're preaching, I think this is as big of a pickup as anything for SMU this offseason. And I think for the most part, when you look at the transfer market and SMU scholarship situation and the 25 hard cap, you know, you're looking at SMU probably being done here with transfer additions. But they got a good one in Slade, who's one of the best linebackers in the final transfer rankings on 24/7 Sports, which were just released. You know, he's one of the best for a reason. And you know, being a multi-year starter at Oregon and being someone that knows the defense, he's the number 62 overall prospect in the 24/7 Sports rankings list, which, I mean, you look at that list and you think about all the transfers that have come in to college football this offseason, especially, there's a top 150, and that's the top 6% of all transfers in college football. And guys like Tanner Mordecai and Grant Calcaterra ended up being ahead of him as well in that transfer rankings that came out on Wednesday on 24/7 Sports. But the biggest impact, you know, quite possibly outside of Tanner Mordecai, if he does start for SMU, is Slade. And so he's got a chance to really be somebody that can make a difference right away for SMU. It's going to be a quick turn with the timing of when he arrives, but at least he already knows the defense. He's a veteran. He's played a lot of college football and played in big games, and comes from a program that has high expectations in Oregon as well. So landing Slade was a huge addition for SMU, and one that I think will really pay off in the long run. And now, kind of shifting gears to that conversation with Stefan McClure, which you'll be able to read that entire, basically all we talked about on PonyStampede.com if you're a VIP subscriber. But one of the takeaways that I wanted to share with you guys before that story comes out is the work that SMU's done in the weight room. And we posted some of this fairly early in summer, but, you know, Stefan McClure was telling me how the corners room is just significantly stronger. You know, Brandon Crosley's made significant strides in the weight room. He said about three or four guys are hang cleaning above 275, which is a lot of weight to be moving around. And with that corner room now having the depth, I think, with the addition of Jahari Rogers to go with Brandon Crosley, Armani Johnson, Brian Massey, Bryce McMorris, Sam Westfall, TQ Jackson, Cam Jones, you have a group now that is competitive, looks the part, looks like what they want on that back end. And I think with the added strength that they have, they'll be able to compete harder for balls. You know, at times, you looked at Armani Johnson in the past, or you look at Brandon Crosley, those guys were still fairly young at times. Now Armani Johnson is a full-blown veteran. Brandon Crosley is going into his third year of college football. And just adding that mass and adding that size to their game will only help them. And you, you know, that's not even, you know, accounting for the fact that Cam Jones is a former linebacker. TQ Jackson was at wideout. Now both those guys are raw and still developing at the corner position. But just that size, that physicality that these guys now have with that added strength was something that I took away as a big positive for SMU in the weight room, and you know, that'll translate on the field. One thing I do want to touch on the recruiting front is we did drop our mock recruiting class for the 2022 class, kind of my projected finish as it stands. So if you're not a VIP subscriber, you can do that for just $1 for your first month on Pony Stampede. Again, we're at an all-time high. We continue to add, it seems like, daily, which is fairly rare for the SMU site to add subscribers daily, but that's what we're doing. It's been a lot of fun to be on the board as of late with the recruiting success SMU's had. And I think it's we could be poised to see more commitments this July from some of their top targets, but we're just at this point monitoring the top targets on the board. We'll see where they go with the likes of a quarterback room, who they want to go with now that Josh Hoover is committed to Indiana. That'll be an evaluation process. And who knows, maybe there's another four-star out there that could be added. There's one in that class prediction piece, if you haven't checked it out, that isn't already committed to SMU. And finally, just on the SMU football front, if you didn't see it earlier this week, we saw the first name, image, likeness kind of big partnership that SMU has had. And that came from Live Nation. And Preston Stone tweeted it out, but a bunch of players were involved. And basically, Live Nation gave them tickets to the Jonas Brothers concert in October, which is the day after SMU plays against Tulane. So hopefully for SMU, they're celebrating a win when they go. But they do have tickets that you can purchase at jonasbrothers.com/tour using the code PONYUP. And it's a partnership which will allow the players to benefit off of that, those tickets bought. And so whether you're a Jonas Brothers fan or not, you know, that's a big deal. And it kind of goes to show as well, you know, the selling point of being in a city like Dallas too. You know, not every college town or every university can have big concerts roll in left and right like Dallas can. I mean, there are plenty of other cities that can, but it is one of the more unique partnerships that I've seen so far. And it shows just that they can have fun and go out to concerts and things like that. And if they're partnering with Live Nation too, to do this type of stuff, I think this is just the beginning of that. And we'll see more of it. You know, the players can go themselves, obviously, and receive those tickets and not have to worry about it, which is fun for them. We've seen some players get on Cameo. We've seen some, we saw Jimmy Phillips do a signing. It's a whole new world, and we're still kind of going to see how they can navigate it. And, you know, Kendrick Davis, the SMU basketball point guard who announced he's coming back, released a t-shirt that he can you know, profit off of as well, partnering with Playmaker to get that done. And, you know, the thing about it is now these players can make money, whether it be just little incremental income or big deals, you know, if you're a true star across college football or something. We're seeing that happen. It's the right thing. It's the way it should be, you know, being able to profit off of your own name, image, and likeness. So we're going to catch up with Sonny Dykes at some point, a little bit more about that. He shared the initial kind of takeaways about their Bold program, about how he feels about NIL, and we're going to catch up with him more about the team, about the summer, and his initial takeaways from that, you know, name, image, likeness going into effect. And we'll do that, you know, probably after I get done with the interviews with the SMU coaches that I've got lined up, which should be good for Pony Stampede subscribers to check out, you know, a tail end of the summer update on where things are with summer workouts. You know, who are the standouts? Where's the room headed for that particular coach going into 2021 and their expectations for the season? All that'll be on Pony Stampede in the coming weeks. So with that, guys, wanted to get out this quick podcast on, you know, the impact of Slade especially, but also make some quick notes for you guys on the corner room. You know, overall, I mean, I think that corner room could be one of the big surprises in a way for SMU heading into 2021. It's got the talent. It's got the, you know, I think star power in a way with Brandon Crosley in there. Jahari Rogers could be one eventually. But overall, I mean, that room really has a chance to be the X factor that could mean this defense taking a huge step forward. So with that, guys, we're going to wrap up this edition of the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and hope you guys have been enjoying all the content on PonyStampede.com. If you're not a subscriber, check us out, and feel free to leave us a rating, leave us a review, and follow the Pony Stampede podcast wherever you catch your podcast at. Till next time, guys, we will see you then. Hope everybody has a great week and enjoys the Open Championship if you're a golfer or a fan of golf. It'll be good to wake up with the Open back on TV in America. So with that, hope you guys have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch you next time on the Pony Stampede podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.